Well, greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. I hope that you are hungry and thirsty for God. We live in a world that is lost and undone, that has no hope unless they turn to the one who the scriptures tell us is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You know, this day on my calendar is 31. It's a day that the world has made a spooky day, a stupid day of exalting darkness and evil and things that God truly hates. And I hope today that as the world is in darkness, that you shine the light. You let people know that a light is coming to the world. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will save and deliver and heal and change the heart and mind of a man. Well, we're in Philippians chapter 4 today. We were looking yesterday at the Christian's life to rejoice. And then we went to verse 5, and today we're gonna mine into that verse 5. I'll read 4 and 5 together, and then we're going to look at verse 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. So we are to live a life, as Jesus told us, go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Christian's responsibility is to make other Christians, to fellowship with other Christians, and to show the world what Christ is like. Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. He said that we are to warn those that are unruly. We are to preach the word, the instant in season, out of season, convincing, exhorting, rebuking. That the time is going to come, they won't listen. They won't endure sound doctrine. So here in this rejoicing tense, it's coupled with let a moderation be known. There's a modesty about a Christian. We know how the Bible teaches that a woman is to adorn herself in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety. She's to stand out as a woman under the authority of God's word. And a man in the same light is told that he is to go around everywhere lifting up holy hands and praying and rejoicing. It's amazing where the woman is told to be modest, the man is told to be bold. But here it speaks to all believers that our moderation, there's something about the way we live and carry out our lives that, you know, I believe this word is closer to modesty and humility than it is just kind of not being offensive and tolerant and just kind of easy come, easy go, the way the modern word would mean it. It just doesn't fit in the context of this chapter to be some middle of the road or attitude. This word is speaking that, you know, there's a modesty about a Christian in the way he lives, he speaks, he carries out his life, he runs his business. There should be something notable, different. And it deals with the word humility, humble, lowly, meek. The focus of a Christian's life is not get all you can in the world. And there is a time when Christians do work, and they work hard, and they should be the hardest workers, and they should be some of the most successful people because they follow God's principles. But there's something that we've got that we're thinking about more. while we're rejoicing. We're rejoicing because our name is written in heaven. We're rejoicing because Jesus is coming again. We're rejoicing because this world is not our home. Is this world your home? Are you wanting him to slow down and not come back yet? Well, then you won't be moderate to all men. But he is at hand. He is coming. Maranatha is what this means. Another place, if any man love not the Lord Jesus in sincerity, it says, let him be Maranatha, anathema. That means let him be cursed when the Lord comes. We are to be living like Jesus is returning. I believe it's an imminent attitude that it could be today. It could be tomorrow. I don't know what has to be done in Israel perfectly. Everybody tells me they got to kill this color cow and they've got to build this. And so many things can be fulfilled so rapidly. You better be ready today, and you better act like today Jesus is coming at any moment. That way our life is going to say, wow, this man's serious about what he says he believes. But I believe our lives make liars out of our lips because we live a moderate Christianity rather than let our moderation be known to all men that Jesus is at hand. The Lord is coming. So let's do more than we have been doing. Let's realize that our rejoicing should be powerful. He tells us twice to do it. And then he tells us to let our life, our moderation, our the type of life we live, the humility, the sincerity, the trueness be known to the world. Jesus is even at the door. Are you ready? If you're ready, then you can help others be ready. If you're not ready, you need to get ready. You need to get right with God.